listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. A Dead Queen Walking is the final instalment of the Castle Charming series. It may not make a huge amount of sense unless you have previously read the other stories, Glass Slipper Scandal, Dance Princes Dance, and Let Sleeping Princes Lie. You can listen to all those stories for free here on the podcast. You can buy the ebooks from any ebook distributor, or you can download all the ebooks if you become a Patreon supporter of mine for a $1 pledge. Okay. Dead Queen Walking, Part 10, Balls. Technically, it wasn't a ball. A royal ball required at least 6 weeks' extensive party planning, menu testing, gold-dipped invitation cards, and 3 beautifully executed scandals, plus new frocks for everyone, and several hundred napkins folded into the shape of unicorns. Prince Chase of Charming had once been subject to a 2-hour lecture from his cousin Serena, Countess of Argyle, on exactly how much work went into planning a ball, from the servants who prepared the ballroom and served refreshments, to the gardeners who prepared the flowers, all the way to the designing and sewing and selecting of outfits, and he didn't even remember what he'd done to deserve the lecture, but he was duly chastened by it, and after that kept his sabotage of ball-related activities to the self category. For him, a ball meant a hidden flask or three, at least an hour of hard drinking ahead of time, with friends if he was feeling cheerful, or alone of his room if he wanted to get blitzed. Chase never noticed what he wore for such occasions. The palace tailor had learned to fill the prince's wardrobes with beautiful clothes that could be mixed and matched at random, because honestly, neither Chase nor Cyrus ever bothered to look at what they put on. This was not a ball. He knew it wasn't a ball because it hadn't been on the schedule this week until the delegation from Zix landed on the palace doorstep, depriving the royals of an excellent hound and requiring some form of gathering involving formal wear and snacks. This was a castle assembly, which looked a lot like a ball, but was able to be thrown together at the last minute. A supper room filled with unthemed goodies, ornamentation that spoke to splendour without extravagance, and no out-of-town guests, except those who happened to be here at Castle Charming already. Prince Chase was so blindsided by this entire event that he had failed to prepare for it in his usual manner, which meant, against all the laws of probability, he was sober. Sober. Worst of all, summer should mean that the season was officially over for another year, but this time it hadn't stopped the wave of eligible aristos who filled up every spare room in the castle, angling to catch the eye of a prince. In 2 weeks, Cyrus and Chase would both come of age and be officially named heirs to the kingdom, or would be officially disowned, which was honestly what Chase had always expected of this particular birthday before his sister transformed their father, the king, into a tree and ran away. Now, who knew what would happen at the royal birthday gala? He might end up the next King of Charming, or the heir apparent. That made him pure 100% debutante bait, and not in the fun way. As the assembly filled up with all manner of doe-eyed lovelies in their best frocks and suits, Corporal Jack appeared like a vision of freedom in a royal hound's tabard. "Jax!" Chase greeted her with a desperate sort of glee. "Come and stand next to me and frighten away anyone with a dance card. I'm going to be eaten alive out here, and I forgot to get drunk." She frowned at him, but stood at his side, because she was the best of all possible Jacks. "Have you seen Ziggy? She's been removed from the duty roster, and no one will explain why." "Oh, fuck knuckles," sighed Chase. "Please don't make me be the one to tell you. I'm not cut out for emotional conversations, and there's nothing here to drink but wine. Wine, Jack! It's practically a vegetable." She turned on him, glowering. Chase, if you don't let me in on whatever is going on, I will call you nothing but your highness for the rest of your natural life. Chase swallowed. And then very slowly, he pointed. His mother had just entered the assembly, wearing a golden gown that reflected sunshine into every corner of the room. She wore a crown that glittered so hard that it was almost impossible to look directly at her. Clever mummy. An outfit like that was perfect to disguise that she had at least 4 weapons on her at all times, and that she wasn't smiling. Trust her to find a way for a queen to be radiant, without making the slightest effort towards traditional courtesy. Behind Queen Ella came the delegation from Zix, 3 older women in silken robes that danced and fluttered around them with every breath of air. They wore pearls and jewelled brooches in their high hair arrangements. Each of them looked like a birthday cake that cost 1,000,000 gold coins. Then there was Prince Hero Face, the monster killer that Queen Ella liked so much more than her own sons, if you counted how many conversations they shared in secret corners. Zialin the Swaggerer, dark and handsome, dressed in a high-necked silk shirt covered in butterflies, with trousers cut obscenely tight. Chase would never admit that his mouth went dry at the sight of the gorgeous bastard. Besides Zialin, wearing a distant smile perfected by a pretty girl who had been told her whole life not to scowl in public, was Princess Zee of Zix. No longer their rough-and-tumble cadet Ziggy. She was dangerously eligible, Chase knew, though he would never be able to consider the former hound a potential marriage prospect, even if he was looking to tie himself to a spouse. Not once he saw the devastated look on Jack's face, as the truth of the situation became clear. "Oh, hell," said Chase. "You like her, don't you?" He'd never seen his favourite person broken-hearted, and he did not enjoy seeing it now. "Shut up," said Jack. "I'm worried for her, that's all. This isn't what she wants." "And what about what you want, Jax, my love?" Corporal Jack looked furious for a moment, then unbearably sad. "I never get what I want. What does it even matter?" Damn it all, thought Prince Chase of Charming. So this was what sober felt like. He could not recommend it. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. I'll be back next week with another installment of Dead Queen Walking. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.